This is Audible.
Life in Japan. Understanding the culture and the breathtaking lifestyle of being Japanese. Written by Tom Stewart. Narrated by Francie Wick. Introduction. Japan is a unique country that has a long history unlike anything you are going to be able to find in any other country that you visit. There is a diverse culture that has held strong for many centuries, and even some of the customs and traditions are going to be similar to what you might have found hundreds of years ago. In a world where everything is changing daily, it is often nice to see a country that is holding on to their roots in order to move forward and see success in the modern world. The old beliefs of the Japanese are part of what shapes who they are in modern times. This guidebook is going to take some time to look at how life is in Japan. There are a lot of different aspects to cover, and this book will attempt to look at them all. The first chapter is going to spend a bit of time talking about the history of Japan in a more condensed version, since their history is long. Most of it talks about the different feudal eras that ruled the people of Japan. Being a small island, there was not much worry of attacks from other countries for many years, so the cultural influences in this country stayed pretty similar for a long period of time. Next, we will take a look at some of the cultural aspects of Japan. This can encompass a lot of things, including food, sports, clothes, and even the music that was enjoyed. Demographic information can help to determine the age of those who are living in the country, where they usually live, and what might begin to happen to their culture and population over the years. The traditional dishes that are found in Japan are some of the best that you can enjoy. This guidebook will take you on a little journey of some of the easiest and best ones to enjoy so that you are able to see how diverse this country is and why you should consider eating some of these dishes. Religion is an important part of the Japanese life, as they will use it on a daily basis often. There will be a discussion of the two largest and most widely used religions in Japan, as well as some of the other religions that are not as big, but which have influenced the culture just a bit. Technology in the modern world is always changing, and this is just as true in Japan as anywhere else. This book is going to talk a bit about the role of technology in Japan and why it makes a big difference in how people live. Finally, the landscape and the physical structure of Japan is one of the most important things that makes it how it is today. This is a tiny island that is left on its own a lot. Since much of the Western world did not even know it existed for many centuries, it was left alone with just a few influences from other Asian countries until modern times. As this guidebook will show, there are a lot of different aspects to consider when it comes to live in Japan. It is a wonderful country that has been able to effectively combine the old traditions with the modern world in a way that lets them keep their culture intact while still progressing. Use this guidebook to learn more about the Japanese culture and see how great it can be. Chapter 1. History of Japan. It is impossible to understand what is going on in a particular civilization if you do not have some idea of the history and where their ancestors come from. This is the best way to see where they come from and where they are going. Here we will take a quick look at the history of Japan. It is believed that humans have been in Japan for the last 30,000 years. Due to the Ice Age, there was a time when Japan was linked to the main part of Asia, and it was possible for the hunters to be able to get across. Once the Ice Age ended, Japan was stuck on its own as a group of islands. During 8000 BC, the Japanese began to learn how to do pottery, and then between 300 BC and 300 AD, Japan entered a new era that included learning how to grow rice, make tools out of iron and bronze, and how to weave cloth. This change in the economy and the skills that the people were learning signalized that the country would be divided up into classes, and the civilization began to grow quickly. Throughout the years, Japan has undergone different periods of growth and even eras that were able to set them apart from the others around them. Various dynasties can be traced through the Japanese history, but they all have maintained the traditional values of Japan, and many of these are still seen even in modern times. Since Japan is an island away from other countries, it has managed to stay away from the prying hands of colonialists and other countries trying to take it over. Most Europeans were not aware of this country until more modern times, which allowed Japan to have more freedom to grow and develop without outside influences getting in the way. There are some other influences that have come into this country in more recent times and made a difference. As you will see in the religion section of this book, many cultures began to come into Japan over time because the borders were open for some time. These began to have some influence over the cuisine and other aspects of the Japanese culture and helped to shape it into the country that it is today. One influence that has been close to Japan for many years is the Chinese culture. This is because the two countries are close to each other, and for many years they were able to cross over to each other and share ideas. There are many examples of interactions with both cultures in writing, literature, and other parts of the culture. In fact, the earliest forms of Japanese used a script that was common in China, and some ancient Chinese texts spoke about Japan. Later on, the ideas of Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism began to get into the religion. While most continued to stay with more traditional ideas of thoughts, there was a bit of crossover for some. This would change the way a lot of them think about things and move Japan into the modern-day world. Chapter 2. Cultural Aspects to Consider. The culture that is found in Japan is complex and comes in many different layers, with many years of having the same traditions without having outside influences getting in the way to make changes. When outsiders think about Japanese culture, the first image that comes to their minds will be of the traditional pictures, such as the samurai warrior or young woman dutifully serving her family. While these are some elements that you are going to be able to see in Japanese culture, they are not indicative of some of the other deeper values that are at play. Language. The official language of this area is Japanese. It is a language that is fairly small compared to some of the other languages that are available, but it does have a distinct accent. The first mention of this language is actually found in Chinese documents that date back to 252 AD. There are three different scripts that this language can be written in, including hiragana, katakana, and kanji. In some cases, Japanese in the modern world would use some of the Latin alphabet. Literature. The early works of literature in this area had a lot of influence from the Chinese culture, since they have a lot of similarities and the two countries are so close. There is also some Indian influence found in early works. In the 19th century, Japan started to get some of its own influence in writing and had its own style that made it unique, combining its own culture with other Eastern and Western cultures. Traditional clothing. The clothing that is found traditionally in this country can say a lot about the culture and what is held important. The traditional clothing of Japan is one of the things that sets it apart from other countries throughout the world. Kimono is a word for clothing that most people in other countries have heard of, and it means something that one wears. Traditionally, this would just be the general word for clothing. But over time, it started to be referred to for a garment that is full length and can still be seen in Japan during special occasions by children, men, and women. The kimono can come in a lot of different colors and sizes, and some even come with abstract patterns. There will be differences in the type of kimono that each person can wear. A married woman will wear the tomesode, and an unmarried woman will wear the furisode, and they are both a bit different. The tomesode is recognized because any pattern on it will not go up further than the waistline. The furisode will have really long sleeves, and it is used to show that the woman is single and of age for an unmarried man. These kimonos can also change to reflect the season that is at hand. For men, the kimono will only be worn when they are at their homes or in an environment that is laid back, although it is acceptable for them to wear one when they have guests at their home. For some more formal events, a man will wear a hakama and a haori, which are a divided skirt and half coat. While this was originally intended for men to wear, in some instances, it is not acceptable for a woman to wear as well. Cuisine. Through the years, the Japanese have been able to develop a very refined cuisine, and many times you will be able to find some of these foods in the United States as well as other parts of the world. You might recognize the dishes of teriyaki, tempura, and sushi. The diet is going to consist mostly of boiled or pickled vegetables, lean seafood, and rice. Some of the most popular dishes of this region will be discussed in the following chapter, so you can see just how delicious they are. Leisure and sports. In the feudal period that was governed through the samurai class, there were many people who would be trained into warriors as a sport. Many of these have become known as the martial arts in modern times, such as judo, jiu-jitsu, and sumo. Most of these are still practiced widely in Japan and in other parts of the world. Western sports such as football and baseball have been imported into the country of Japan. In schools, these are going to be practiced as part of the curriculum. This does not mean that the martial arts have gone away. In fact, these Western sports are often practiced right along with the martial arts, although they are becoming more and more popular. In fact, the J-League, also known as the Japan Professional Football League, was developed in 1991. This is the main professional sport in this area, but some semi-professional groups are sponsored through private companies and include sports like table tennis, rugby, basketball, and volleyball. Family unit. The family unit has always been an important aspect of the Japanese culture. The idea of being an individual is not as strong in this area, but taking care of other family members is what is accepted. There have been some modern changes to this idea, though, which makes a difference in the way people act. For many years, it was accepted that the elderly would live with someone in their family. If you did not have a grandparent living within the family unit, it was because they were living with another one of your siblings at the time. It was not unusual to have three or four generations living within the same house. There has been a little bit of a shift, though. Families are getting smaller, and instead of focusing on the large family, most are choosing to have fewer kids and go for the nuclear family. This is changing the way that things are done in Japan. Social. In the Western world, it is not uncommon to be able to find those who want to be out on their own. It is the idea of being an individual and standing out above the crowd. This belief system is not as strong in Japan because they believe that you are part of the community. They do not want to stand out as much. They want to be part of the group. Anything that they do that might make them stand out is not looked upon well. Or they use that skill in order to better their family, community, and country. It is a point of honor to be able to do this for the others around them, and it can be dishonor to try to do things that would harm others in your country or which are selfishly about you. Chapter 3. Demographic information. The demographics that come with a country can have a lot to do with how the people live. Some countries will be all of one religion, so they are more traditional, and know that others in the region will be the same, while other countries will have many different religions, such as the United States, and may be more modern and accepting of other things. Some countries are going to be more urbanized, while others are rural. One is not necessarily better than the other, but it does make a difference in the way that people live, react to others, and spend their days. The demographic of Japan is very urbanized. As of the population census in 1999, there were 127 million people in this country, and at least 81 million of these people lived in the urban areas of the country. Since the country is only 3% land total in urban areas, this is a lot of people in a very small area. Over the last 150 years of Japan, there have been a lot of changes in the economic development and industrialization, that have helped the population to grow to the point that it is at. Some of the things that help to determine the demographics of Japan now include the rapid shift of the population from rural areas to more urban ones, along with a decrease in infant mortality, reliance on using birth control, and an increase in longevity. There has also been a big shift in what the family should be like. For many years, Japan focused on large and extended households that had many generations moving together. That has now changed to be homes that are smaller, one-generational, and more of a nuclear family unit that most people have. The life expectancy in Japan is one of the best in the world, and people there frequently live long into their lives. When this is combined with a birth rate that is declining quickly, there are going to be even more changes when it comes to the population and demographics. Right now, the population tends to be higher, and it is projected that the population of Japan is going to peak sometime in modern times, and then it will shrink as those of the older generation die. The younger generation is much smaller, so this will result in the population decreasing. Next is education. During 1872, the idea of primary and secondary schools, as well as universities, were first introduced. It was not until 1947 that required education came into play, and it was insisted on for those who fall between the ages of 6 to 15. Most children in Japan are going to continue on in education for 3 years of high school, even though this is not compulsory. In 2005, around 76% of those who graduated from high school in the country would go on to some form of higher education, whether it was trade school, junior college, or a university. This shows that the population in Japan is very high, with most of those not continuing their education being those who need to help out their families on the farm and who do not have time to go past the first 9 years. The language of Japan is pretty universal. Most of the population is going to speak traditional Japanese, although there are a few different languages that can be found in some of the specific regions of the country. For the most part, these are going to include the Ryukyuan languages that are a different subset of Japanese. These languages are usually not taught to children, as they will need the regular Japanese in school in order to learn. But there has been rising support for increasing awareness of some of these traditional languages. The healthcare in this country is provided by the local and national governments. Paying for your medical services will be done through an insurance system of universal health that will provide all of its citizens equality to access, and the fees are set through a committee in the government. Those who are not able to get this insurance through their employers will be able to pay for it through the local government. Ever since 1973, the elderly who are no longer able to work will be covered through insurance sponsored by the government. All citizens are able to select the facilities and physicians that they want to go through. Having this easy and affordable access to insurance allows the country to remain healthy and assists with the high longevity of most people in the country, influencing the age of those who live there. As you can see, the demographics of this country are quite different than you will find in other countries. They are going to have more elderly and long-living individuals than elsewhere, as well as a good education since it's required for at least 9 years, and a good healthcare system. All of these will in some way or another influence the culture and life that is found in the country of Japan. Chapter 4. Some traditional dishes. Now for the fun part. We are going to take a little look at some of the dishes that you will be able to get from Japan. This cuisine is amazing, and it can offer you a lot of dishes, as well as some regional specialties that will make your mouth water. We will spend some time looking at each one and seeing some of the different things that you will be able to enjoy when you go to this country. Rice dishes. Rice is a very important food in Japan. So it is no wonder that you are going to be able to find that this is a staple in a lot of foods that they eat. Some of the rice dishes available in Japan include rice bowl. This is simply a plain bowl of rice that is served with most of the meals in Japan. You can add in some flavorings or just leave it plain. Donburi. This refers to a bowl of cooked rice that is plain, but it has another kind of food on top of it. These are only served at specialty restaurants. Some of the popular toppings that you can find include chicken and egg, raw seafood, and stewed beef. Rice balls. These are also known as onigiri and are made out of some cooked rice that has been wrapped into nori seaweed. They are then lightly seasoned with some salt and can include some different fillings such as salmon. These are popular because they are not that expensive at all, and you can take them around as a portable snack. Kaiyuk. This is a type of porridge that will be made by cooking up rice slowly with some water. It is often thicker than some other options and is often used in order to get rid of leftover rice. Seafood. Since Japan is a little island out in the ocean, it is not a surprise that a lot of their diet is going to come from some different seafood dishes. There are so many options of this in Japan that it makes sense that you will be able to enjoy this staple. Some of the options of seafood dishes available in Japan include sashimi. This is raw seafood. When the fish is prepared correctly, it can be enjoyed raw without any health issues. Add in a bit of wasabi and soy sauce, and you will have a delicious meal to enjoy. Yakizakana. This is a word for grilled fish. You can enjoy pretty much any type of fish this way in Japan, and it is a popular way to go. Noodle dishes. There are many traditional Japanese meals that are going to use noodles of some kind because they are quick and easy to use. Here are some of the best noodle dishes from Japan that you can enjoy. Soba. These are some noodles that are traditional to Japan and are made out of buckwheat flour or else a mixture of wheat flour and buckwheat. They are thinner noodles around the size of spaghetti and will be served either warm or cold with some different toppings. Ramen. These are more Chinese-inspired noodles, but are often used in Japan as well. The noodles are often used in soups with some tasty toppings. Udon. These are similar to the soba noodles, but they are a bit thicker. They are served either cold or warm, and often vegetables, tempura, and fried tofu will be served with them. Somen. These are another type of noodle that is made with wheat flour, but you will find that they are really thin. These are going to be enjoyed cold and are a specialty that is usually enjoyed in the summer. Meat dishes. Yakitori. These are chicken pieces that have been skewered as well as seasoned with a type of sauce and some salt. Any part of the chicken can be used for these, including the organs, skin, gizzards, dark meat, and white meat. Tonkatsu. These are pork cutlets that have been deep fried and are usually accompanied with some cooked rice or shredded cabbage to make the meal complete. You can also add this to curry rice, another traditional Japanese meal. Nikujaga. This is a popular dish in Japan that is going to have some stewed meat as well as potatoes that will remind you of being back at grandma's house. There are some Western influences that have come into the traditional Japanese culture because of opening the borders. Some of them are eaten outright in the culture, while others have been switched around a bit to be more traditional as well. Mixing and matching some of the dishes that were previously mentioned, as well as adding in some different sauces, is also allowed to create something unique. For the most part, the Japanese are going to spend a lot of their meals enjoying fish. Since they are so close to the coast on all sides of the country, and because it is hard to grow other food with a lack of places to raise other forms of meat, this is the easiest way to get a lot of their food. Many of the dishes previously mentioned will combine in fish to make it a complete meal for the day. As you can see, there are a lot of traditional Japanese meals that you are going to be able to enjoy when you are visiting this country. They are simple to make and rely solely on the foods that are easily available in Japan, including seafood, rice, and noodles. There are many more to try, but these are some of the best that you are sure to enjoy. They also show some of the culture and history of Japan, so eating one of these dishes can send you on a journey through a new world. Chapter 5. Zen and Religion. The religion in Japan is pretty unique. While there have been more westernized ways of religion that have reached Japan in modern times, it still holds fast to some of the traditional religion that has been there for years. Shinto is the main religion for those in Japan, as is Buddhism, and you can still see both of these practiced today. This chapter is going to take time to look at some of the main religions of Japan, as well as some of the other religions that have made their mark on this country. Shinto. Shinto is the main traditional religion in Japan, and many of the people from this area will practice this religion. This religion is going to be defined as a religion that is action-centered, and it focuses on rituals that are carried out diligently in order to establish the connection between the ancient roots of Japan and the modern worlds. This religion was first recorded during the 8th century, but these talk more about a collection of the native beliefs, as well as some mythology, rather than religion. The term of Shinto today will apply to the religion found in public shrines. These shrines are used in order to worship the many gods of this religion, each of which would serve a purpose to help the people of Japan. Most practitioners are going to express their beliefs through standard practice and language, and they will adapt a style of dress and ritual that has been around for many generations. This religion focuses on the kami, or the spirit. People and kami are not considered two different and separate things. Instead, they are the same, and they're going to exist in the same place in order to share in the complexity of the two together. It is the essence that is considered sacred, and which you will be able to find in many forms, including people, places, animals, rivers, trees, and rocks. This is considered the largest religion that is found in Japan, and it is believed that up to 80% of the population is going to be a part of this religion. Despite this, only a few people will identify themselves by the word Shintoist when asked in a survey. This is because there are many different meanings of this word in Japan. Most people will practice this religion and do the parts with it without being in one of the many Shinto organizations, so they would not be considered this religion on a survey, although they do practice the ideas. There are a lot of subdivisions when it comes to the Shinto religion. Through the centuries, different groups have broken off and made some changes to the way they see the teachings and ideas of this religion. They are still effectively practicing a Shinto-derived religion, but it may be slightly different than the traditional form. Buddhism. The second most popular religion in Japan is Buddhism. This is a religion that arrived in the area sometime in the 6th century. It is believed that the religion was started after the king of Baekje of Korea sent the emperor of Japan a Buddha picture, as well as some sutras. After some issues with a conservative court not liking the pictures and the ideas of Buddhism, it was accepted into the Japanese court. There are 6 different Buddhist sects that are in Japan today, and they are pretty small. Still, the most popular one that prevails today is the Shingon Buddhism, which is an esoteric variety of Buddhism. During the 12th century, there were more variations of Buddhism that started to come up. One that really took off was Zen, which became the forerunner of Buddhism during that time. There were 2 types of Zen that became established and stayed around for quite a few years. The popular branch of Buddhism that you can find in Japan now is the Pure Land Buddhism. This is the one that is going to emphasize which role Buddha played and promises followers that if they recite Namu Amida Butsu when they die, they will be taken to the Pure Land and then on to Nirvana, rather than reliving their life here on Earth. This Pure Land idea is so popular because it can attract the lower and upper class altogether. This is because both like the idea that they had a chance to go to Nirvana, regardless of their status on Earth, if they lived a virtuous life and followed the teachings. The ideas that are behind Buddhism is that people will continue to come back life after life. It did not matter what their current station in life was, because once they died, they would come back, and they would be someone in a higher station or someone who is the same. It would depend on where they ended up. But some lucky people, those who had figured out how to reach a higher calling and reached an inner peace, were able to get out of this cycle. Instead of continuing through the cycle of life over and over again, this enlightened person could reach nirvana and go to the Pure Land, being happy for the rest of their lives. It did not matter who each person was, whether they were rich, royalty, or a poor peasant. They would be able to reach this nirvana if they were able to become enlightened. It was a long and hard process, and it took a lot of time, which is why most people were not able to reach this stage at all. Minor religions. Christianity. This religion was brought to the area by Jesuit missionaries during the 1500s. During that year, there were three Jesuits who came to that area and began to teach about Jesus and translated a Japanese catechism. These first missionaries became successful when they converted a lot of people in the area of Kyushu, including Buddhist monks, those of the warrior class, and even peasants. There has been a lot of backlash against Christianity in the area, and many who bring this religion in will be executed through the years. It has become more widely accepted in modern times, although the amount of population who follow this religion in Japan is quite small. Islam. This is not a very big religion in Japan, and the majority of the followers consist of those who immigrated into the country. It is estimated that up to 90% of the Muslims in Japan are foreign-born, and it does not seem to be a religion that is catching on. Judaism. This is practiced by around 2,000 people who are in the country. There were some Jewish people who moved to Japan when the borders were opened in 1853, but the religion has remained pretty small. The biggest rise in Judaism in the country was during the Holocaust, since one of the Japanese consuls in Lithuania disobeyed orders and offered entry visas to Japan to thousands of Jews who were fleeing Germany in that time. All of these religions are going to work together in order to influence the Japanese culture. Even one that is not widely used can be taught to others, or some of their customs are going to rub off when used in daily life. This is true no matter how big the religion is in the country. Many of the well-known religions in Japan are going to change over time in order to become something new and better able to be used in the modern era. Chapter 6. Technology. In the modern world, technology is everything. You need to be able to get ahead and sell the best products to other countries if you would like to be a leader in the world, and not be left behind and owing others in order to have enough money to stand out. But how does such a traditional land like Japan keep up with the demands of technology and still hold on to some of their more traditional roots? Well, Japan is actually able to do this quite well. They are not falling behind in this arena, and in fact, they are able to get ahead while still being true to themselves. It is amazing all of the things that they are able to do. And this chapter is going to spend a bit of time talking about all of the technological advances that Japan has been able to do. To start with, Japan is one of the leading nations when it comes to scientific research, especially when it comes to biomedical research, machinery, and technology. This country alone has almost 700,000 researchers who are using about $130 billion for a budget. This budget is the third largest throughout the world. Japan is also a world leader when it comes to fundamental scientific research, having been able to produce 19 Nobel Prize laureates in medicine, chemistry, and physics, 3 Fields medalists, and a Gauss Prize laureate. Some of the areas where Japan really excels, though, are earthquake engineering, optics, chemicals, machinery, automobiles, and electronics. Japan is a leader throughout the whole world when it comes to robotics, and it will produce over 20% of the industrial robots in the whole world in 2013, which is actually down a bit from 2000 when they had half of the share. Japan is not only a world leader in technology, they are also a big leader when it comes to space. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency is able to conduct aviation, planetary, and space research, and it is the leader in developing satellites and rockets. It is also one of the participants in the International Space Station, and the Kibo, or the Japanese Experiment Module, was a part that was added to the Space Shuttle in 2008. As you can see, there is a lot that can be found in technology in Japan. They are one of the world leaders in many different areas, unlike other countries which might only excel in one or two areas overall. This allows them to hold a lot of prestige among other countries throughout the world. It also is going to push their students and citizens along so that they will work in order to achieve more than the generation before them. So how is this going to affect the culture that is found in Japan? When the standards are already set so high for technology fields in the country, citizens of the country must work to meet and exceed those standards in order to keep moving the country further. These topics will be taught with much vigor in the schools, as through the years, more workers will be needed in these fields. The budget is large for the technology field, making it easy for the future generations of workers to find jobs to continue supporting their families. Plus, much of this technology can be used in Japanese homes to make life easier, changing the way that things are done by the majority of people. There are some differences in how this prestige is seen in Japan, which might be some of the reason that the people are going to work so hard in order to excel. While those in other countries are going to excel because they want the pride and esteem all in their own name, this is not how things are done in Japan. Rather than doing it for the individual, they are doing it for their country. When one person does something great and that receives some notification, it is for their country, and they can take pride in moving the whole country forward. Each individual is going to want to do something that is good for the whole country. They are not doing it to stand out among the crowd, but rather to make their country better and to help make things better for their children and the future generations. Since they have much nobler ideas behind their hard work, they are more likely to work on it and see the results through. Chapter 7. Landscape and Physical Structure. Japan is a country that contains almost 7,000 islands that are spread out on the Pacific coast of Asia. Around 73% of this country is going to be either forested or mountainous and is not good for residential, industrial, or agricultural use in these areas. This means that the zones that are considered habitable are usually in the coastal areas, and they are going to have really high populations because there really is no more habitable areas. For the size, Japan has the highest density of the population in the whole world, another thing that is going to influence where most people are living. The islands that are part of Japan are also along the volcanic zone of the Ring of Fire. The islands are the result of big movements of the oceans that have come over millions of years. On the islands, there are 108 volcanoes that are considered active, and during the last century, there have been a few more that have emerged. These are going to influence more the area that is not able to be populated, and the areas of Japan must be built with safety to these volcanoes in mind. Climate. The climate that will be found in Japan is going to be pretty temperate, but there is going to be some variations from the south to the north. Japan's features can be divided up into 6 different climate zones, and each of them will be different. In the northern part of the country, there are going to be long winters that are very cold, and some summers that vary from cool to warm. During the winter, these islands can get a lot of snow, and even deep snowbanks are going to form along the sea. In the west coast, the winter from the north will also bring some more snowfall, but it is not going to be as bad. The region is going to be a bit cooler in the summer because of the ocean and its location, but it does have some times where the wind will help it get warm. The third area is going to have the typical inland continental climate, with a big difference between the winter and summer, and even the days and nights are going to be different. You will see a bit of precipitation, which is the highest in the winter. When you enter the region of the mountains, you will notice that it is going to be mostly mild weather all year long. This is due to the seasonal winds and the sea that will keep it pretty consistent all of the time. On the Pacific coast, you will be able to switch to the humid subtropical area that will have winters that are mild with just a bit of snowfall, and humid and hot summers due to the winds. In many areas, the rainy season is going to begin in May on the south, and then will reach to the north sometime later in July. This is the season that is going to help to determine when they can start to grow and do their agriculture. The variety in climates in the different areas of the country make it very diverse. It allows the different people to work on growing different plants and food, and can give them the chance to understand how to work in the different climates. Much like the different climate zones of the United States, You will be able to see some cultural differences all in the same country of Japan because of how long it is, the area it is located in, and even some of the physical aspects of the country. Landscape and environment. The idea that Japan is an island and that there are a lot of mountains around it make it difficult for others to get to the island. This allows the country to have a lot of freedom from outside influences, and it is harder to attack this country without them finding out first. This has kept Japan relatively safe for many years. Japan has worked in modern times in order to keep their environment safe. There was less interaction at the turn of the century when Japanese companies worked in order to keep up with the rest of the world. In 2015, over 40 countries are going under construction, or will in the next few years, in order to become better for the environment and to preserve the environment that is so important to their traditions. Conclusion. Living in Japan offers a lot of great choices for an individual to enjoy, a lot of great traditions that are not found in other countries, as well as a great push into the future. This allows the citizens to live a life that is unique to other countries and has allowed them to go further into the future than has ever been imagined. Listen through this book to learn about all the different parts of Japan and how it has become the country that it is today. This has been Life in Japan, Understanding the Culture and the Breathtaking Lifestyle of Being Japanese. Written by Tom Stewart. Narrated by Francie Wick. Copyright 2015 by Renee Sandy. Production copyright 2015 by Renee Sandy.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.